Off the Ball, GAA.
Like the names you mentioned there, they have a lot of medals, and Howard probably the standout of all of them. But there could be a bit of mind games too by Gerard Brennan in this as well. Like, you can guarantee, like, we're all asking the question, who's he on about? And you can guarantee the players that are going to be at home going, is he on about me? And when they're turning up to training probably tonight, maybe there's a bit more oomph in him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Manchester City booked their place in the League Cup final, but could a new January signing be available for them to play? Czech boss Miroslav Kubek calls Ireland an island team. We'll explain what he means by that shortly. And with Cristiano Ronaldo's future uncertain in Saudi Arabia, could Leo Messi be on his way back to Argentina? But first today, Manchester City will face Premier League title rivals Arsenal in the League Cup final next month. Pep Guardiola's side booked their place at Wembley with a convincing 5-1 aggregate win against Chelsea. It was 3-1 in the second leg at the Etihad last night. Omar Marmoush got two of the goals. Tijani Reinders got the other one. All three of those goals were scored in the first half. Anthony Elanga scored a consolation goal in the second half for the away side. Guardiola says his team performed pretty well.
The guys were really good, and yeah, 5-1 aggregate is unbelievable and expected when we start the team. Like, it's the last Champions League Carabao Cup, and in March, the end of the March, we go to Wembley again. Really happy to be back after many years, and 5 times in 10 years is a big milestone.
Guardiola's lifted the trophy with City on 4 previous occasions, and he wants his new signing Mark Gahey involved in next month's final. But as things stand, the England defender won't be part of the squad. He was signed after the first leg of their semi-final. However, Guardiola doesn't understand why Gahey can't feature.
We pay his salary, we hire him as is our player, why shouldn't he play? So the rules to buy a player on the players, what depends on me, depends on FIFA, UEFA, or the Premier League, said, okay, transfer window is open. Once you hire a player, have to play, no? In the competition, it's logic.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe felt poor finishing over the tie cost his side.
I think in both games, if you look back, we're really frustrated. We've only scored one goal in the two games. When you put the chances we had in the home game, we don't feel we should have lost that game 2-0. Trapper's made some good saves. We've been guilty of missing some opportunities. We were guilty of doing that again today. And yeah, it could have been very different, but we have to accept the reality of what we've delivered.
However, Howe says they still have plenty to play for this season. The 48-year-old says they have to bounce back with games coming up in the Premier League, Champions League and FA Cup this month.
I think the game's coming thick and fast. There's no let up for us. We need to get back to winning ways as quickly as possible. That's the only thing that gives you new energy.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says defender Jeremy Jacquet is a big talent as they plan for the future. The France under-21 international agreed to join the Premier League champions in the summer from French side Rennes on deadline day. Slot says Jacquet is another example of the model they use at the club.
Young, very talented players, sometimes in the start of their career, sometimes already a little bit, a few years into their career, but always players that are young and can improve us and help us for the short, but definitely also for the long term.
The League of Ireland is back tomorrow. The first game you'll hear live and exclusive commentary of will be the meeting of champion Shamrock Rovers against last season's First Division champions Dundalk at Tallaght Stadium. Stephen Doyle will be joined in the commentary box by Vinnie Perth. You can hear the game on News Talk Radio or on the Go Loud app from 7 o'clock on Friday. And with the comeback of the League of Ireland, the LOI pod was also back with a bang this week. Steve-O was joined by Vinnie as well as Gareth McLean, and they questioned the strength in depth at the back for Stephen Bradley's side.
Could this be make or break for Shamrock Rovers' season with Lopez being out? Could it make the difference between them being champions or not at the end of the season?
I'm surprised they haven't strengthened, honestly, and that's why Lee Gray staying fit's a big thing. Yes, you've got Stevens coming in, and I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen any Stevens.
Sorry, Gareth, to cut across here. The talk is that Stevens has been training as the left of the centre-backs. So you might envision Lee Gray's coming in to play the Lopez role, or you maybe could have Stevens. Could Stevens anchor that back three with Corey O'Sullivan to his left?
The point about Stevens is he's an exceptional player. He's had an outstanding career in the UK. So many of these guys come back and do okay. Like, probably the difference between him and McLean, we'll go on to maybe Terry later on, is James has running power, fitness levels are huge. I'm not sure end it. When I think of Shamrock Rovers at their very, very best, it's Dylan Watts absolutely flying, Borky, as I said, and Bourne. But it's also McInniff coming on. Tell running from midfield, Ronan Finn at his best, Faruja at the best. It scared teams. They really did scare teams. You haven't signed the new McInniff, a new Dylan Watts, a new Graham Bourke, a new Rory Gaffney. they might argue Dave Noonan there. They haven't signed the new Ferrugia. So I'm a little bit hesitant to say they'll run away with it this year like I have for the last 5 or 6 years.
And if you want to hear all of that League of Ireland season preview, or indeed any of our LOI coverage, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed for free.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB Football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Broadcaster and journalist Dion Fanning joined Owen Sheehan for his weekly appearance on the football show last night, and with just 49 days to go until Ireland go to Prague for a World Cup playoff against the Czech Republic, the comments made by their manager Miroslav Kubek grabbed a few headlines.
I do want to talk about the Republic of Ireland, since you've mentioned them there. So we've got fresh quotes from Miroslav Kubek, who of course is the recently appointed Czechia manager. So he's been out speaking today, talking about Ireland. He said, "Ireland will come with a big heart and to fight. They are a very combative team, competitive with quick transitions to attack, very aggressive, organised at the back in particular. They play the typical, slightly more typical island slightly more typical island football than other teams." Where there is where there is a possibility of, I've just never heard that phrase before, where there is a possibility of combination play, we have to be careful because the Irish know how to combine. It is a team that plays what its opponent allows it to play. From my point of view, they are an average team in terms of play, but with an immense heart and extremely solid and determined. In addition, there is cohesion and they work as a team. I love this. This is from Gavin Comiskey's piece in the Irish Times. When a Czech journalist was asked to translate what Kubek meant by island football, he said, "It is more commonly associated with England and Scotland. It means a simple game, crosses into the penalty area for players to head. No great technique, but speed, efficiency and fighting spirit."
That chat is also available to listen back to in your OTB Football podcast feed. Now, Rangers extended their unbeaten run to 8 league games thanks to last night's 5-1 win at home to 10-man Kilmarnock. The win has taken them to within 3 points of leaders Hearts in the Scottish Premiership. Boss Danny Rowles says he's happy with their positive momentum.
"Let's carry on. Not more. I'm very on the ground at the moment. I'm not too euphoric because I know it's now 13 games to go. Still a long way, but my group is outstanding and they deserved a lot of credit."
Since he joined in October, Rangers have cut the gap to the top of the Scottish Premiership by 10 points.
"I think in football everything is possible if you believe, but you have to start. I think the first win was the most important to create the belief. I think when I see today how we act as a group with runs, what we want more and more."
Celtic didn't have a chance to close the gap to 3 points themselves. Their game away to Aberdeen was called off due to an unplayable pitch at Pittodrie. The vice president of Lionel Messi's boyhood club, Newell's Old Boys, says the club are working on plans to bring the 8-time Ballon d'Or winner back to the side in 2027. Messi played for the Rosario-based club in Argentina from the age of 6 to 13 before he went to Barcelona. The World Cup winning captain never played a senior game for Newell's, but he scored 234 goals for their youth teams, and one of the stands in the Estadio Marcelo Bielsa home is named after him. Messi, who joined Inter Miami in 2023, has has a contract with the MLS side until 2028. The first half of 2027 is when MLS is planning a transition season. It'll run from February to May so the league can then align their season with European calendars. And on Wednesday's Off the Ball Breakfast, former Chelsea and Everton winger Pat Nevin, who's a current broadcaster, joined Colin Buhig and Ger Gilroy to talk all things football. With football nostalgia on the increase, Nevin says it's hard to compare the game of the past and now.
Is it just nostalgia clouding our judgment, or is there something significant in this?
Trying to get a realistic comparison between them, the past and now, whatever version of the past you're talking about, it's not easy. What I do like doing is looking at various methods and tactical things that were used in the past that people say now, oh, this is new and we've moved on, and you think, yeah, I think I first saw that in 1981, you know?
Yeah.
So remember the year Pep Guardiola won the league? We didn't have a centre forward the year before Pep came along, and he did the old false nine stuff. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 1981, Andy Roxburgh, manager of Scotland, under 18s. And he did exactly that. And he had a two-pronged wide attack and a player sitting off him. And many Irish people will know the name of this player. Player called Gary Mackay, played the false nine. Yes, I can see smiles all around the country. He scored that goal. There was one last night. You watched the range. I don't know if you watched the Chelsea versus Arsenal game.
Yes.
Many people will have watched that there. And we're all quite gobsmacked at the tactics that Liam Rossini used, in that I can give you dozens of exactly the same tactic. And by the way, I quite liked it. Mm. I thought it was a good one. And it was brave, because you have to be brave to do that in that situation, because you're almost ceding dominance and doing the old rope-a-dope stuff, saying we're not going to fight you until the last 10, 15 minutes. I've seen it before. Classically, even very recently it happened, Stevie Clark did it for Scotland against Norway. We were 1-0 down, mm-hmm. Haaland went off, they were cruising, we couldn't get out of our box. 1-2, bang, bang, 2-1, Scotland won over Norway. And it wasn't a fluke. It's a method. It's a type. Mourinho used to do it. But I go further back than that. It goes a long way back into the history of football. I've watched teams do that.
And if you want to hear more conversations like that, you can do so by tuning into Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. It's on the Go Loud app, and it's also available on YouTube. That's about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.